on, you reckon, because you had a go at me last week because I said, oh, I was watching TV in the bed. And you
don't come at me like that. There's no room for a bed for a TV for a bedroom, for a TV in a bedroom.
Mate, there is nothing wrong with it. There is, honestly. So you do not have one. You would not.
Hey, what sort of zombie are you? Like, just, you know, go to, oh. When I go to bed, I'm either too tired to do anything, I go to sleep.
Or too drunk.
Or.
Like last night. He got sozzled.
No, he didn't.
And I put the RBT on him before he went on air. He went under.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Boy. Good
thank
boy.
You very much. Anyway, that's time for going to sleep.
Yep,
or for other
right.
fun. Other fun.
All right.
Not screen fun.
13:27:10. Do you agree with Robert?
G'day, Deb from your minor. Tell me you're with me.
Oh, mate, I'm with you all the way. No TV. No way. There is four TVs in this house.
Yeah.
Lounge room, toy room, the kids' room, not in this bedroom. I'm standing here right now. No way.
What does your husband Paul say? If he wants to watch the football and he's tired, he doesn't want to lie on the lounge, he may want to watch it in the bedroom.
Paddy, Paul goes to bed when Big Dog goes to bed.
Okay.
He's not worried about TV.
Is Big Dog still on NBN?
Or Prime Possum?
Or Prime
Possum.
Are they still on at 7:30?
Good night, boys and girls. Good night, Big Dog. Oh, look, Paul goes.
Yeah, I did hear.
Thank you very much.
I did hear people used to record those, you know, when you had VCR.
Yeah.
And they used to record it, and if they wanted the kids to go to bed early, they'd put it on.
Just play it early.
Play it early. Big Dog's on your bed. So, okay, no TV
That's
in your
a
bedroom.
Big no from Deb. Well done.
No,
okay.
No.
Thank you, Deb. Oh, we're going to give you some holy crap, I'm sore relief pack thanks to Ducks Nuts Company, okay?
Oh, I love a bit of Ducks Nuts, mate.
Yeah, bath salts, therapy, oil, coffee scrub, you got the lot. Okay.
You're beauty.
Beautiful. Forget the TV.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. We got Benny from Blue Haven. G'day, Benny.
Hello, Ben. What do you reckon? TV? No.
No, definitely no TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And apparently it's bad for your health as well, watching TV while you're in bed. I actually listened to the Adam McDougall podcast, and next time he's on, you ask him about it. Not good for your health at all.
Okay, so it's not good for your health.
Yeah, thank you very much. I agree. You've got to just tear yourself away from this screen behaviour at some stage in your life, and when you're going to bed, it's probably a good time to do it.
Well, that's it, especially when you're watching your team like the Brisbane Broncos.
I'm going to punch your face in, man. Seriously, every conversation.
Well, he got there. He got there.
and there's one for good measure. Thank you, Benny. See you, mate.
Thanks, Ben.
See you, buddy. Hey, we're trying to get on to Adam McDougall, the health hacker.
I'd like it from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
Or from Adam.
All right. Yeah. He'd be happy to be described as a horse. Kaylee, Kenwell, hello.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey,
Kaylee.
Yeah, not too bad. Look, I tell you what, TV in a bedroom was an absolute must for me. And I tell you why. Because I had to be, I had a COVID test and I had to be quarantined and I couldn't leave the bedroom. For 6 days. This was in the early stages of COVID when it was taking close to a week to get your results.
Right.
And it was a godsend to me.
Yeah.
If I didn't have that TV, I would have gone mental.
Good work, Kaylee.
There's only so much reading you can do.
Yeah. So we don't even think about that. And what about those then who have to spend 2 weeks in isolation? You'd go if you're tested positive.
Look, this is over and above normal circumstance.
No, good on you, Kaylee. I'm glad that you
called. You need it.
Thank you. Thanks, Kaylee.
See ya.
Cheers.